Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to Everyday Decisions. I'm Joe Firestone. This is a show where we talk to people. It's just me. I talk to people about the decisions they make in their day and how they get through it. The intro is changing every week. It's dark times and we're trying to get through it. And so that's why I'm talking to people and seeing how they get through it. My guest today is Tim Walker Anderson, and he is an actor and a server. And I met him going to his restaurant over and over and over again. And for some reason, he agreed every time that I came in, he would talk to me, and I thought, what a nice man. Anyway, so you can find his social media is all through his name, Tim Walker Anderson. He has a movie on Amazon that apparently he dies in the first minute and a half, and he plugs that at the end. But also, he works for the restaurant Number 7, and they have a GoFundMe. If you'd like to support, I really encourage you to. It's a great restaurant, and they're great people. It's the Number 7 Employee Fund. It's gofundme.com/f/no-7-employee-fund. I really encourage you to donate and support. Anyways, we're going to talk with Tim, and I think you'll enjoy it. Tim?
That's me.
Tim, it's Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Tim. What's going on?
just living a dream, having a great time.
You're having a great time?
No.
Oh, no, you're not.
No, that was a lie. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm in a closet with a few bottles of wine and swimsuits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so Tim, okay, so listen, we've never talked on the phone, right?
No, we haven't.
I hope it doesn't feel too strange to you.
I mean, it's a little bizarre, but I've talked on the phone before with other people, so it's not completely foreign.
Yeah. Okay, so Okay, so Tim, I know a very small aspect of your life, I would say.
Okay.
I know where you work.
Yeah, that's I spend a lot of time there, or I did.
Right. Rest in peace, work. And so, what are you doing now? Like, what were you doing yesterday morning? What time did you work? You worked as a server, correct?
Yeah.
That would be
a server and a bartender at Number 7.
Yes, and then are they doing takeout now?
No, they closed it down.
Whoa.
Yeah, they closed it down. I mean, hopefully they'll reopen, but it's done for now.
It's done for now. So when was your last day of work?
On Friday the 13th.
Oh, what a chilling day.
Yeah, it was. Well, technically, I have another job as well. So my actual last day of work was March 14th at a different restaurant. But I don't work there very much. I just work there one day a week.
So you're doing two restaurants, and both of them decided not to do takeout options.
I think they were going to, and then, I don't really know all the decisions that go into that. But as far as trying to keep the staff on and deliveries and not knowing how much business would really come in, because we don't have delivery people.
Right.
And I don't want to speak for them, so I don't really know all the decisions that went into that. But, both places decided to close it down.
So now you're also, I know that you're also an actor.
Yes, quote unquote.
Don't you dare quote or unquote.
Yeah.
So right now you got two things, what would you call them, labels, so to speak?
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I would imagine there's not a lot of acting right now.
I haven't really taken a peek at like the casting calls and stuff like that, but I imagine not. I did have like an opportunity to audition for something remotely, and I've been lazy, and I was like, I don't want to do that. Because I don't have, like, a setup, and then I have to, like, get roommates involved, and...
Yeah, it's painful.
And it's a weird time.
Yes, it is a weird time. It feels weird to do a self-tape at this this time in culture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have roommates?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got three roommates.
Okay, and are they all there?
Yep, they're all here. They're in the room with me.
Really?
Say hi. No, they're not. Oh. I'm just joking. I made that up.
Oh, you can trick me and trick me because it's on the phone.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't. It's a defense mechanism, I'm sure.
So then, okay. So, walk me through what you're doing. I'm very curious because I never talked to you at home and I never talked to you from my home. It's all new.
yeah, this is a first. Yeah,
it's a first. But what did you do? What time did you wake up yesterday?
Yesterday, I think it was around noon, probably 12. Yeah. Maybe just before noon yesterday.
Yeah.
It's
do we have an alarm set for that?
I don't know about your sleep habits, but mine have been completely out of whack.
Okay, so what time did you go to bed to wake up at noon?
It's like, I don't know, like 5:30 or 6 in the morning.
Ooh! Oh!
It's not intentional. I just can't, like, I haven't been able to go to sleep before 5:30 in the morning since all this started. And it's not, I'm not like awake, like just full of anxiety, like, oh, I can't go to sleep. It's just more like, I don't really know what to do. And so then I end up like streaming stuff. And then it's like, I might as well watch another episode. You know, the whole binge trap.
Yes. Yeah, the binge trap. What did you watch?
Rewatching Westworld right now.
Okay.
I think that's what I was doing a couple nights ago.
Okay, so you get up at noon. Are you hungry? What are you doing? What's food? Is there food?
Not immediately. No. Well, every day when I wake up, I just like immediately make coffee. That's just I can't eat right away. It's not that I can't. I just don't. I get up and I'm very excited about making coffee, and so I make coffee. And then I drink it once it's finished.
Okay. It's a classic one, too. How do you make the coffee?
I have a good old coffee pot.
Yes.
A pretty fancy coffee pot. I don't, you know, I know French press is very cool, and I like French press. It's just that I'm stubborn and not very smart, so I make coffee in a coffee maker. And it dispenses it, though. It feels really cool. Like, there's no coffee urn or pot, you know?
What?
I'm saying coffee pot. I have a coffee maker.
And it doesn't go into a coffee pot?
No, it like goes into a reservoir and then you press a little button and it dispenses it.
Oh.
Which is really cool.
My gosh.
Very cool.
Wow, you really downplayed it at first. People are going to be shocked.
Yeah.
They're going to be really evaluating all your sentences.
You know, I like to sneak into it.
Yeah.
Make it sound silly at first, so that way you're, like, disappointed. And then you're like, oh, that's actually cooler than I thought.
Pre-disappointment, post-elation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask, though, is this standard? Is this, like, waking up at around noon, going to make coffee with the reservoir? Is this classic Tim no matter what? Or is this... is this specifically quarantine, Tim?
Well, the waking up at noon is more quarantine. I mean, I keep a pretty late schedule anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm usually awake by, like, you know, 10. But yeah, the noon thing, that's not an everyday life. This is a quarantine thing. And it's actually been later than that.
Oh.
Yesterday was a special day. Well, because I thought we were going to do this phone interview, and
right.
I was like, I need to be up earlier. So I set an alarm for 11:30.
Oh, man. So I really got you started with the day, and then I postponed it.
Yeah.
So you must have had... I
had a full day. I had such a full day.
What'd you do with your time? So you make the coffee...
all right, so yeah, made the coffee, mm-hmm. and I make coffee, and then I do the crossword on my phone.
No matter what day?
Daily. No matter what day.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Sundays I don't usually finish in one sitting on Sundays. And it depends on what, like, Sunday is the one that I probably do the least, and then I go back to it throughout the week if I've, you know, finished the other puzzles.
But you can do Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the time, yeah. I mean, it depends. Sometimes you're stumped, and you're like, this is a stupid, fucking annoying puzzle. Why are you making it so hard? But you're dumb themes.
Wait, I just can't even imagine what life must be like for you. Like, Monday and Tuesday must just be so... You must think it's written for babies.
Yeah, it's Monday. Well, not always. Sometimes there's, like, a hard Monday or Tuesday puzzle, and you're like, am I dumb now? What happened? Like, why is this going on? Or you get confused about what day it is. Like, is it actually Friday and I just think it's Monday?
Yeah. It's crossword is good for keeping the days straight, especially in this time.
Yeah. Very routine oriented. So, like, I'll do the crossword every single day. And then you just get used to all the patterns, you know?
Yeah, a lot of Mel Ott. So much Mel Ott.
I know. There's also, like, a baseball player that they use a lot called, like, Sal, I think, is the last name.
Yeah, he's in there all the time.
Yeah.
So then, you do the... I like that you're routine-oriented. This is kind of interesting, especially if... sorry, my foot's falling asleep because I'm sitting in a closet. So is the routine... Is there still, like... It seems like there's still... I don't know, because we haven't gotten to most of your day, but is there still somewhat of a routine right now?
Well, I mean, that's kind of like the starting out of the routine. Mm-hmm. And then I'm trying to, but it just feels so weird, you know? So, well, I guess we can... I'm probably going to be jumbled with my day yesterday just because everything is so bizarre.
That's okay. I think people will forgive you. So, yeah.
I don't want people to think I'm lying.
I don't think anyone will think you're lying.
No, I'm just... And then I went and ran 42 miles. what did I do after the coffee? Did that... Oh, and then I made breakfast, uh-huh. A little something to eat. Oh, I didn't really make breakfast. It was oatmeal, so I can't, like, you know, and it was instant. Okay. So I just, you know, I put two packets into a bowl.
You do two packets? Put hot
water on. Yeah, one packet's not enough. Have you ever had one packet of oatmeal? It's ridiculous.
Very interesting. And you do hot water. You don't do microwave.
No, I do the hot water, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Flavor?
Maple brown sugar. Yeah.
Interesting. Sometimes I something about the nostalgia or something, I get the fruit and cream packets. It's always the store brand, and it's, I don't know where they dig up these flavors from, but they taste like straight out of childhood. And sometimes I'll mix two different flavors, but that's the only time I'll do two packets. Them.
The multi-flavor, the variety pack.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't imagine sticking with the same flavor every day.
Yeah.
So,
apple cinnamon's pretty good, too. If I want to, you know, feel, like, kind of festive and living on the edge, I might do apple cinnamon.
What do you think the apple is?
Like, actually?
Yeah.
Sure it's freeze-dried apple.
You think it is?
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I think it might be plum or maybe strawberry.
You think the apple is secretly a strawberry?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I could talk about that all day.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you eat your oatmeal, and while you're doing the puzzle?
I mean, I'll sit down and I'll look at the puzzle a little bit, and try and do that. Scroll through social media or whatever, and maybe look at some news headlines and get scared.
Mm-hmm. I it seems like people either are really reading a lot and being like 100% informed or nothing. And it seems like if you just speckle it in throughout your day, it's just it gives you a sense of fear, but no sense of knowledge is what my
yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to not look at it as much, just because it seems to like keep changing. And I also know that they're trying to have things to say about it, you know, and
yes,
it's all conflicting each other.
Yeah. So then you look at the news, maybe you're feeling kind of bad at this point. Have you talked to anybody? Has there been anybody, any human contact?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Oh, I did talk to my brother at one point.
Okay.
My brother and his wife called from Texas, where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to them and my niece and nephew.
Yeah.
That was somewhere in there. I don't know when that happened specifically. I can't remember that. So, but I did talk to them. And then my roommates are just out and about in the living room.
I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry. That's a dog. Yeah, the dog's mad at me. I'm so sorry about that.
Why are you doing in the closet?
I told him. I said, I'm recording a podcast, okay? Please be professional for 1 hour of your life. Okay, so then you're talking to people. At this point, I mean, have you talked to other people that work at Number 7? Like, are you guys talking a lot? Or?
Oh, yeah. We actually, right when this started, like right when we decided to close down and everybody was going into quarantine mode, Catherine, who is like owner slash manager of the spot, told everybody to download this app called Marco Polo.
Sure.
And I thought that was going to be for like serious reasons. Like, I didn't know what the app was. I just thought it was going to be like, oh, we're going to have important information on here. And then I downloaded it and it's just a bunch of, you know, do you know what the app is?
Uh-huh.
It sounds like. Yeah. So it's just like silly time. And, but that's been fun. So like, it's something that comes up throughout the day where people are posting videos, on there, and then every once in a while I post something that's absolutely hilarious. Everybody just thinks it's so great.
Nice work. Way to know what you're bringing to the table.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone's like, more, Tim, please. It's so great.
Yeah, and do you guys like talk about doing like a GoFundMe at all, or what's...
They have a GoFundMe.
They do?
Yeah, they have one up currently. I don't know how GoFundMe works, actually. Is there a time restraint on GoFundMe?
I feel like GoFundMe is the one that doesn't have a time restraint. I think Kickstarter is the one that's like, you make $1 million or you get nothing. And the GoFundMe is more like, make as much as you need to. Come on, try your best.
And then they let you keep it no matter what?
I think so.
Is that how that one works?
I think so. Mm-hmm. That one has more serious, like, I think Kickstarter is more like, here's a Q-tip that you can use for monkeys. And then this one's more like, please help. This needs help now.
Yeah, I got you.
So then, okay, so tell me about what else happened yesterday.
Where were we in my very...
We've talked to your brother, and we talked to your...
Oh, yeah, talked to me, yeah.
We've had two packets of oatmeal. We've...
two whole packets of oatmeal.
We've done the crossword. It does seem like a pretty nice day if you don't think about the context.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, that's the funny thing, is that it's... Like, all of these are very close to what my normal days off are, you know?
Yeah.
If nothing else is planned, it's just like me wandering around my apartment, sitting in various places and doing puzzles. And then at some point, I think it was around, I might have watched like TV or something for a little bit. I was kind of like, maybe I should lie down for a bit. And then I think around 5 or 5:30, it was like time to do a little bit of yoga. Like, I did have a 20-minute routine that I do in my room. It's very easy and simple.
No,
but it's a nice like restart or like, you know,
yeah,
thing to do. And then I went for a run after that.
Oh my gosh!
A very awkward run.
Why was it awkward?
I don't know how to do it very well. So like my No, I'm just joking. No, it was just weird. Like, I want to be outside, and yesterday was pretty nice. And then, like, I've got to touch the door to get out of the apartment, and so then I'm like, oh, I can't touch my face.
Yeah.
And then go for a run, and then there's people on the sidewalks, and I'm like, do I look like an asshole because I'm going for a run? And then I have to run into the street for a bit. You know, it's just awkward. It's just weird, and then I start to feel like things caving in.
Yes. Which is
anxiety-wise.
The opposite of what a run should bring.
Yeah. And it might have just been yesterday. You know, I don't know. Because I've gone for a few runs over the past couple weeks, and it's like, oh, that was just what I needed. That was great. So, yeah, I did that. Did not enjoy it very much.
Did the yoga you do every day?
No, not every day. I try to do it, like, you know, 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh.
It's not intense. Like, yeah. I got into some yoga videos a couple of years ago to try and like learn it because I wanted to go to a class, but I didn't want to not know what I was doing.
It seems like, yeah. Just hearing just a little bit of this, you seem so different from me. I really have, everything you've done, I've had the opposite approach to it. Like you're so thorough, like you're so thorough, and you like follow through and all this stuff. Like, I would never think that I gotta take gotta prepare for a yoga class by learning yoga, and I would never stick to the same flavor every day, except apple cinnamon when I'm feeling like I need some kind of wake up. I mean, you got a different brain for sure.
Yeah, I would say. Probably superior.
Do you like school? Are you a school person?
I do like being in classes or taking classes or, you know, like acting. And I do like curriculum. Like, it's nice to have something that's kind of like, here's a path for you to go down. And then you like, you veer off of it at your own will. Like, you discover things that you wouldn't have discovered if you weren't on that curriculum. You know, and I think that that's fun and interesting.
I think that's good. I hate curriculum and I hate learning. I hate getting new knowledge.
Really?
Yes. Makes me.
But you read all the time.
Yeah, but I read things I already know about. I say, well, is this book about a woman in her 30s that has animals? Okay, I'll read it. It's hard for me to. I'm a very closed-minded person, if I can admit it, which is unfortunate. I wish I was. It's good to be a learner. Everyone says, all the old people that are, they all say, like, hey, listen, if you want to be sharp like me, you better learn.
Yeah.
They say that. It's a direct quote. Listen, I do think I got to get my act together, start learning again for sure. I think I
feel like I don't know you very well, but I feel like you're probably often that you do like learning. Like, you seem very knowledgeable somehow.
Oh my gosh. You know? Thank you so much, Tim. Oh. Tim. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Sure. So, hold on. So, we've gotten to the run and the yoga. It's probably around dinner time right now. What happens to Tim?
My good friend Neil, I wanted to go for a walk. We met up down the street because he lives like 10 minutes away. Met in the middle. And then we're walking. He works for, he's a producer at Nightline.
He's a what?
So they're producer for Nightline. It's like an ABC news show.
Oh.
I think that's what it's called. I don't know him very well. That's a joke. But yeah, all they're doing is covering coronavirus. And so they were walking around and he's just talking about all this terrible, bleak outlooks on what's to come. And so we're walking around for about 20 minutes and then I'm like, okay, I gotta go home. I can't do it.
It seems like that was the worst thing you could do after having an anxiety run, but you did it. That's what we're learning in quarantine, is that We do things and then we think, wow, we can't escape this decision. These are all bad.
What wrong decisions are you making?
Like, I think, oh, you know what? Actually, I think what will really make me feel better right now is if I have a candy lunch. And then I eat the candy lunch, and I know I don't like it. I know it feels bad. My teeth are going to hurt. I'm going to convince myself I got to get teeth removed, but it's I can't do it now. It's the quarantine. And then can't have candy lunch. It's not the time. Save that for the king's birthday, you know? Okay. Okay, so then we go for the walk. We're feeling awful. And then what?
I think from that, most of the rest of the evening, I played Link's Awakening on Game Boy.
Wait, you played what on Game Boy?
Zelda.
Zelda!
It's called Link's Awakening.
Oh, yeah. That seems like a good decision. That seems like something that maybe made you feel better. I don't want to assume, but maybe.
Yeah, it was great. It was really good. I beat it. throughout the course of the evening. It was very exciting. However many more months of quarantine left, so.
you gotta
I guess I'll just play it again and again and eat oatmeal and watch Westworld.
Wait, did you eat anything else yesterday?
I did. I ordered food from a Thai restaurant. Yeah, I ordered, it was green curry with brown rice. Green curry chicken.
You're saying three words that just go together so nice. So then you ate the green curry chicken, you did the brown rice, and then I have a feeling how this night is going to end, but I don't know for sure.
I feel like I talked on the phone, but maybe I didn't. It was a couple nights before. Can't remember anymore.
It's okay.
I don't think I did. And then, after I completed Link's Awakening,
again,
I just watched more Westworld.
That's what I figured. I kind of thought that was what was coming.
Yeah.
And until what time?
Until I think I turned it off at 4:30.
Whoo! Yeah. Praise be that you really this. That's the thing, is that all these routines, it's like, it sounds bad to go to bed at 4:30, but also it's like, who gives a fuck? What are you supposed to do?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I do want to have some sort of, like, normal schedule, and I'm like, but then it's like, I don't know, like, if I have a full day. I mean, basically, if I can go for, like, a walk or a run or something, if it's nice out, then it's being somewhat productive.
Yeah.
I would like, however, to, like, not watch as much TV and actually try to, like, do something creative.
I do find a lot of people that I've talked to have said that they want to be doing something creative. And I guess the thing is that creativity, it requires downtime, but it also requires a certain amount of focus and energy that it seems like most people don't find right now.
Yeah, well, it's kind of not knowing, you know, this is so, we don't really have like a clear view gonna look like in another week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and so like, at least for me, that's why it's hard. Like, I have things that I would like to write, you know, but then like having like an ultimate plan for it, I guess, feels kind of silly, which shouldn't block me, but I think incidentally, it blocks like some of the excitement of the things that you could possibly be doing, you know?
Yeah. Yes. I think that the more, I really don't know what's going to happen, but I do find that it's, I've kind of treated it like kind of like an, art therapy time, where instead of like writing something, instead of like writing a pilot, I'm like, well, maybe it's time for watercoloring my feelings, and then kind of working up from there. And it's like, like from using creativity, but not the, maybe not the brain, to using the brain incrementally. Like, oh, next time I'm going to write down like a page, but it's got to be about something that can never be made. Like, I don't know if that's the way to do it, but that's kind of how I've approached it. To be a little bit
more therapeutic.
Yeah, easy on my, yeah, because my brain is so feeble, right? It's very feeble.
Yeah. Have you had a lot of projects, or have you had work canceled or anything because of all this? I mean, obviously the podcast, but.
Well, yeah, the podcast, we've certainly gone remote, but I guess fortunately or unfortunately, I didn't have a lot of projects on the docket. And so now I'm kind of like, well, I guess I'm not sure when projects will come about. It doesn't seem like the time, but I guess I'll start worrying about it a little bit later. For some reason, I've spent my worries. It's like a unique time where I feel like I'm not worried about, I don't know, I'm not super worried about job stuff because the other stuff seems so up in the air that I just don't even know.
Yeah.
Are you worried about job stuff?
No, I mean, like, I didn't have anything in the works acting-wise, really. I was taking a class that had just started, and that got canceled. And then as far as, like, actual work, I was more freaked out before all this kind of job and money and, like, what was going to happen. And then now that we're all in the same boat, it doesn't seem as... like, it's not my fault, right? Like, there's nothing I can be doing about getting a job if everything is shut down. And so I would think that there has to be help. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm making any sense.
Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that's probably how a lot of people feel now. And I guess we just kind of try to, yeah, if every single person is stuck inside, unable to work, then they must allow for something. There's just the power of so many people, of all people.
Yeah, exactly.
So I really appreciate hearing what you're saying. I think that that's giving me a little bit of comfort. A little bit. I'm a little bit relieved to hear that.
Which part are you talking about?
There's just the fact that, like, what's going to happen? Like, we're all in the same boat, so it's like there's no point in worrying. They got to figure out something. The whole city's not going to collapse.
No. Like, I'm, you know, I could be hit so much. The worst thing that's happened to me is that so far, you know, is that I lost my jobs. And that sucks. But that's so many other people. And there could be so many other worse things going on. And hopefully they don't. But as far as, like, when it comes to, like, paying rent, or, like, the other bills, like, I would like to do that stuff. But if everybody, like, if I need to start rambling, I got to cut myself off. if the government comes in, and, I mean, here's the thing. I can't pay. You know, even if, like, I'll just tell them no. So you try and take my rent.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's true, though. It's true. We're all that person now. But listen, so, Tim, because it does seem like you do have a practical head on your shoulders, and that it seems like, for the most part, despite having these worries that are, I'd say, pretty universal right now, like, it seems like you have a nice routine going that allows you to kind of feel somewhat normal. Is there anything that you'd recommend to people that you're like, this is what you should do? There was just one thing that you do that you're like, this is something I'd recommend to others.
Oh, yeah. One thing that I actually do, or one thing that I do sometimes.
You know, whichever pops in your head easier, that's whichever one you think this is the way to go. If you don't do anything every day that you're like, I don't have anything. If you do something sometimes, you're like, that's pretty good. You try that. You go for that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna do two, and they're quick.
Mm-hmm.
Quick to say, not quick to do. crossword.
Mm.
You know, just do it. It's just it makes you, when you get good at it, then you can feel like you're smart when you're not necessarily very smart. and then, you know, some form of like 10 minutes to 15 minutes of stretching or yoga, I feel like makes a world of difference.
I think I'm going to go stretch. I have been sitting in a closet for a little bit, but I'm going to go stretch after this. I don't know how. I'm going to do free form, free ball and stretch-ins, but
I'm sure you've stretched before.
Yeah, I've stretched a couple times, but what if, because I'm 5 feet tall, but what if I stretched and then I was actually 5'7"? I just needed to stretch it out. It was all tightly wound. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that's possible, you know. I mean, I stretched a little bit, and now I'm like 6'7", so.
Incredible. And then you get to go work for the NBA.
Well, they're finished now.
All right. When they come back, have tryouts.
I'm 37. Could I play NBA?
So wait, Tim, do you have anything you'd want to plug? If you can plug your social media, if you want that, you can plug the You can plug the GoFundMe for number 7. You could plug anything.
Yeah, I think the most important thing would be the number 7 GoFundMe. Let me see how you can find that. Well, it would be on the number 7 page, and it's called the number 7 Employee Fund on GoFundMe. So I'm sure you could probably find it by just typing that in. And my social media is just Tim Walker Anderson. There is a funny thing that I've been hesitant or wondered if I should say on here and just to anybody in general that you could watch me acting on Amazon.
Yes. Where? How?
It's very not good, just so you know. It's from 2012. A movie that I was in Houston. It was made in Houston.
Uh-huh.
It's not a good movie at all. I don't condone the movie. I haven't even watched the whole movie. I didn't first see my footage of it until it was streamed on Amazon. So, yeah. But if you want to see me die in the first minute and a half of a very stupid movie, you can watch Doll Factory on Amazon Prime.
Doll Factory?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's the greatest plug. Thank you. Yeah. I can't wait for people to watch that.
It's going to blow up, I think.
I think it might blow up.
I think my career is going to blow up after this.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Dang. Well, Tim, thank you so much for talking with me. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a good
day. I appreciate you having me. Yeah, thanks.
Hope you have a good day. And
you too.
And I think this will be really good.
All right.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Yeah. Take care. Bye.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.